This is a C2I News Update. June is Pride Month, and a local bird enthusiast is encouraging people to not only celebrate pride in the community, but also out in nature. Madison Wagner is a local bird enthusiast passionate about teaching people about the interesting and sometimes strange life of native birds in the area. It was when she was going to school at Vancouver Island University, majoring in biology and specializing in ecology, where she found her passion for looking at animal behavior, particularly bird behavior.
We really started birding during the pandemic. Couldn't really go outside and do things, so, you know, you can do this in your backyard, and I really got into it. So went from knowing no birds to about like 200 overnight. And I'm definitely not a pro by any means. The title is more just to get people out with me, but I am pretty good about all the birds in the area. So
Wagner has been offering bird walks through the city of Nanaimo for about a year. During the walks, she showcases the different species of birds in the area for interested community members and already established bird watchers, also known as birders. CHY met with Wagner at Buttertubs Marsh Park to talk about why she wants to encourage more queer people into the hobby. As the Marsh is a bird and wildlife sanctuary, the place is a bird watcher's paradise, and where Wagner does her bird walks.
Yeah, there's a lot of red-winged blackbirds flying around. They're just all over the place. They nest in all the reeds. I can hear some common yellowthroats singing. They kind of make like a witchety, witchety, witchety call. That's about it right now. It's kind of late in the day. Right now, birding's best in the morning, but I work. So here we are. But yeah, there's definitely always like hummingbirds around. There's juncos around. There's song sparrows around. It is a great place to go birding because of the marsh.
She says about 30 different species of birds can be found in the marsh, including different types of animals, such as beavers, deer, and turtles. For Pride Month, Wagner wants to encourage more people a part of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community to try out birding for themselves.
Well, it's one of these hobbies that I feel like anyone can do. You kind of just go out in nature and look for things. And it's really kind of right now, unfortunately, like a very white person activity. Typically older too. You'll mostly see older people birding, and I really just would like to get more people out birding. It is a very accessible hobby to have. I think that's mostly the reasons why, but I just thought it'd be nice to make more community in Nanaimo as well.
Wagner says other communities like Victoria and Vancouver have queer birding groups where members can be themselves without judgment.
I just feel like there is a need for more queer people outdoors. I feel like there's been a lot of people who feel like, you know, they can't exist in these spaces. And a lot of my friends are queer and into nature, and I kind of want to make that bubble a bit bigger. You know, I think there's kind of like a stereotype of people knitting and crocheting and baking and being queer, and I just want some like outdoor STEM people as well. And there definitely is people out in Nanaimo looking for that.
Also for Pride Month, Wagner wants to highlight the more queer side of nature.
Western gulls, we have them out here. Gulls are incredibly hard to identify, but Western gulls are known to be in same-sex relationships. You know, there's a lot of female Western gulls who only mate with males to fertilize the egg, and then they go back to their female lover and they raise that egg together.
Wagner says she hopes during this month, people a part of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community will step out of their comfort zones and take part in new hobbies or communities that haven't already been known as queer spaces.
I think hobbies can be enjoyed by everyone at this point. Like, you know, pickleball was more of an older person sport, and now it's been really like everyone does pickleball now. And so I think birding should be the next pickleball.
For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.